Been a couple of great towns here in the Hunter that have been bypassed recently, and there is some talk of potentially having a memorial cycleway between them. I'm talking Greta and Brankston, and to talk with us about that this morning is the sub-branch president of the Brankston RSL, Brian Ferner. Good morning, Brian. How are the plans and proposals for the cycleway going there?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Look, this proposal, I guess, started back last year towards... Armistice Day, and we thought from the point of Armistice Day, that's when we'd sort of start the proposal and we'd try and culminate things or bring things together by Armistice Day 2018, which would be the 100-year anniversary of the signing of the armistice in relation to being shovel-ready, so to speak, to... Get things done on the cycleway between Brankston and Greta.
Yes, one of the main things with the cycleway is to honour the military past of the area. And going up all the way back to World War One, when the area had around 500 residents, hard to believe, isn't it, that 283 of those residents enlisted for the World War?
Yeah, it is. So you don't have to be a scientist to figure out the numbers or a mathematician. That meant every family would have been affected, you know, and some families would have had at least two, and sometimes with brothers, three people that enlisted in World War One, and three of those people, in fact, out of the 200 plus, ended up winning the Military Medal for Gallantry. So there's a significant achievement in all of those things when we look at, you know, the numbers, the area, the size of the area, the amount of people and the families that would have been affected. And, of course, a lot of those people have never come back. You know, they're buried in overseas graves. So we thought from a historical point of view and to promote the memory of those people, we'd like to dedicate the cycleway to those 287 people that enlisted in World War One.
A touching gesture it will certainly be. Now, the other thing too is many towns get bypassed, as Greta Brankston has with the Hunter Expressway. We know that that can either make a town thrive or it can wither away on the vine. You see the cycleway as one way to keep the Greta Brankston area alive?
Yes, we do. And we've had tremendous support locally from groups like the Brankston Greta Business Chamber, and the Greta RSL sub-branch and a number of businesses in the town that are very enthusiastic about the project. And what we plan to do really is to try and get the cycleway developed between the two rotundas, the rotunda in Brankston to the rotunda in Greta, which is about 4.5 kilometres. And we'd use that as a tourist thing as well as a heritage proponent of what we want to do for the town, to bring people to the town to have a look at things and see what the heritage of the town is.
And how are the proposals going so far, Brian? Where are we up to?
Yeah, look, it really started quite slow back in November. On the 11th last year, we started it, and we hope to culminate it by, at least being shovel-ready on the project by the 100-year anniversary of the signing of the armistice in 2018. So we've still got a ways to go. Yeah, it's been quite slow, really. We've got to get councils on board. We've got to have a number of meetings with different people. And, of course, the very important thing is we have to get funding. You know, our proposal is to council that we would like some of the funding that's been set aside by government for towns that have been affected by coal mines in the area. And we're one of those towns. We're two of those towns, in fact, because for over 80 years, coal trucks and explosive trucks and trains are still coming through our area in relation to... affecting the towns from those industries that are attached to the coal mines. And we feel it's time for us to get our share to be able to fix our town up.
Brian, sounds like a great idea. Good luck as the funding goes forward. And yes, it would be nice if you could have the shovels out on the 100th anniversary. On your bike, Brian. Get to work. Keep us updated with progress.
Righto, Mark. Thanks very much for your time, and we'll talk to you later.
That's Brian Ferner, the sub-branch president of the Brankston RSL, talking about the proposed Greta Brankston cycleway. Only here at 2NURFM 103.7.